The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So, weekend good?
Yeah, busy. We had a cheer competition in Lexington and got first in our division.
Very good.
Which was exciting. Girls did well, but you know, it's tiring for the mamas, but it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
My family hosted Thanksgiving yesterday.
Already?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not going to be around on Thanksgiving, like, because of travel and things like that. So, the in-laws were in town over the weekend, and so we got together with my brother and sister-in-law, and my in-laws, and we all just kind of hosted Thanksgiving dinner at our house yesterday. And so it was kind of stressful for me. I say that, and it's going to sound bad, because literally my wife cooked just about everything other than the turkey on Saturday because she was working on Sunday morning and couldn't like get everything together. And so that was going to be my job, is to just kind of make sure everything was together and the turkey was cooked and all that stuff. And
don't mess it up.
But not only that, she left like to the minute instructions on what to do.
That's helpful, right?
Yes, of course it was. All I literally had to do was read what was written and follow instructions. And why would there be stress? Because still, it's the stress of having, okay, this is the main part of the whole meal is the turkey. So cooking that and making sure that was all good, and you know, getting some of the other sides and everything put in the oven at the right time, so everything comes out of the oven at the same time.
Right, that's always a trick.
Yeah, and everything is ready at the same time. So it was good. Everything went off without a hitch. You know,
great.
I may have overdone the dressing a little bit, but you know, that was minor in the grand scheme of things. And
all right,
I learned how to carve a turkey a little bit better than what I was doing. And it's like I don't carve a turkey or I carve up meat very often. So when I do, it's just like I revert back to the old ways of like slicing the turkey breasts, so similar to the way a butterball turkey picture would look like, you know?
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law was like, hey, I don't mean to like jump in on your whole carving, you know, episode, but this may be a better way to do it. And the way she showed me, I was like, man, I know that. Like I've seen that done before, and I've thought, oh, that would be good. That'd be a lot better. But nonetheless.
Did you take her advice or be like, no, I got this?
No. I took her advice. It was great. But so yeah, I have Thanksgiving leftovers today for lunch, and I'm living that life. It's fantastic.
That's great.
I know. Had the green bean casserole, like you said, like is one of your favorites.
And how did people like that? Was it popular?
That was fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. It was good.
The
dressing, the sweet potato casserole. We had the gravy, the turkey, we had the cranberry.
All of it.
Out of a can, not the fresh stuff. It's got to be out of a can. Just
really
slice the gelatinous.
Prefer?
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Really? Oh, I have to have the cranberry relish made from the deli.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's good, yes. But I will say there's nothing like the jelly that comes out of the can that you just slice up, put it on the plate.
Something about that consistency I cannot do.
It's so good.
No.
It's so good. So anyways, whatever your plans are this week, hopefully you have a stress-free time at it. I mean, it was a bit stressful for me yesterday. But again, like, If I had zero instruction and just a, hey, Ben, make sure you cook the turkey, it would have been way worse.
Okay. Yeah. So, you would have been YouTubing, like, how to cook
my gosh. It would have been
properly.
It would have been terrible.
What do you set the oven? How long do you cook it? And then you would have found out you didn't start early enough. And yeah.
Oh, no. I was up at 6:45 getting that stuff ready.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, for sure. It was good stuff.
Okay.
All right. So today, got a lot of stuff to get to, including I want to get to a little bit later, things that you overhear at Thanksgiving and in the bedroom. That's always fun to jump in on. Yeah, for sure. There is group therapies. There's DMs to get to. A nightmare of a Thanksgiving teddy bear to show you. And a feel good on the way next.
Yeah, we got to tell you about the Nitwits and why they have been awesome for 20 years.
Is that a Roald Dahl book?
No, it's a group of ladies.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the Nitwits.
All right, we'll get to that next. Tate McRae first. Good morning. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
This is really cute. For over 20 years, a colorful collective of ladies that live at a senior living community in Dallas, they've made thousands of hand-knit items for kids in both Texas and overseas. And they have a group name. They're called the Knitwits because they knit.
Got it. Got it.
So every Friday, they've been like gathering around this long table. They got lots of yarn, knitting needles. And their latest project is a collaboration with Children's Health in Dallas. They are making little homemade caps for infants facing heart problems.
Nice.
And so Marianne, she is one of the members that got the idea after talking with her daughter, who's a cardiologist at the hospital. And so they have sent dozens of beanies for the babies over the last, you know, year, and they are themed around the holidays. They do some for autumn, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, spring. And the best part is that the caregivers, the adults, can kind of get their scent on them. Mm-hmm. And then when the babies wear them, they have, you know, mommy's scent, and that helps the baby too soothe the stress.
I want to say that there's a group in Louisville that does the same thing, because my daughters, when they were at the NICU, they got some St. Patrick's Day booties that were knitted for them by this, you know, group of people who do, I think, do the same thing. Yeah.
Well, a lady named AJ Tyler did that for us when we were at Radiothon several years ago. Came and delivered a whole bunch of them while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole thing started too. They started making helmet liners for the troops that were in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies, Marianne, she was 80. She was in her 80s back then. Today, she's 102 and still knitting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they also made little dolls, sent them to orphans in the Ukraine.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? So we'll tweet out the story. You can see that at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Good deal.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We'll toss some jokes back and forth. See which ones stick, a.k.a. which ones make us laugh. You laugh, you lose on the way. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. This Friday may be Black Friday for some, but for others, it's Brown Friday. Those in the plumbing world.
What?
They've dubbed it Brown Friday.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are plumbers especially busy?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's
because of like family coming and staying and overdoing bathrooms?
That and all the crap you throw down your sink, you know, the garbage disposal, you don't hit that hard enough and, you know, things get clogged, the grease and all the oil and stuff like that that goes down the drain. But yes, also what you said, all of the usage on the bathrooms and everything. But yeah, the Brown Friday, the busiest day apparently of the year for plumbers is Friday. Brown Friday.
That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, so you may want to make sure that everything is all cleared out and clean before Thanksgiving. So you may want to do a little maintenance, pre-maintenance ahead of time. So
good note.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to celebrate Brown Friday.
Hey, you know, for those who celebrate, exactly. I don't know what sort of gifts you exchange on Brown Friday or not, but
I think we know the kind of gifts. I think we know.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I mean, we had a moment yesterday when we saw the water in the sink was just not going down, and we're like, oh, man, what, no. And so it was a false alarm, but still, that is, there is nothing worse than seeing backed up pipes.
Oh, yeah, no, that is, that's not good.
All right, hey, coming up next, We toss jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. The game is aptly titled, You Laugh, You Lose. And we'll get to that on the way next. Then a setting the bar story, which, honestly, it's not often people are arrested for breaking into jail, but it's a setting the bar story coming up.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. For this trophy, doesn't mean much other than the fact to know that we have it. So there
it
you go.
Means a lot. It means a lot. It's bragging rights. It's majestic. We both want it.
Yes, all that. All right, losers go first. That'd be you.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
April showers bring May flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But what do May flowers bring?
What?
Pilgrims.
Yes. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I'm so mad.
Why are you mad?
Yesterday at work, my coworker spilled apple juice on my laptop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a cider attack.
A cider attack.
That was from listener Favorite Brad.
Oh, Favorite Brad is feeding you jokes now? You just got yourself a minion.
Just one.
All right. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Went to a deli and said, I'd like to buy a bagel with cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Kid behind the counter says, sorry, we only take cash or credit cards.
Yeah, you can't use cream cheese as
you cannot
form of payment.
No, you can't.
You know, Kelly, the Earth is 70% uncarbonated water.
Oh.
Yeah. Therefore, the Earth is flat.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, I found out my girlfriend is really a ghost.
Oh.
Had my suspicions the moment she walked through the door.
Ah. What's the smelliest kind of ox?
What is the smelliest kind of ox?
A buttocks.
Yeah. Take that one off. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Never understood why a set of false teeth is called dentures.
Why?
They really missed an opportunity by not calling them substitutes.
This is true, Kelly. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Kelly, I took a poll and I found out 100% of people get mad when their tent falls over. Because I took a poll.
Because you took a poll.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Took me a second.
Thinking man's joke right there.
I got there.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My father was a conjoined twin.
Uh-huh.
His brother was my uncle on my father's side once removed.
Ah, very technical joke there.
Literally.
You know, Kelly, I went out to buy a Christmas tree and the guy asked me, are you going to put it up yourself? I told him, no, I was thinking the living room.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be less painful, I think.
Prickly, even.
Yes! Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy leading a group says, welcome to Plastic Surgery Addicts Anonymous.
Mm.
I see some new faces. I'm very disappointed.
Oh. Yeah, he could tell. They had plastic surgery because of their new faces.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, I finally found out my ex-girlfriend was really a ghost.
Did you? Did you find out once she walked through the door?
I did.
We mined the same areas for our jokes
today. I didn't realize
I
had that one on there. All right.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, my wife is fed up with my constant dad joke, so I asked her, how can I stop my addiction?
Uh-huh.
She says, whatever means necessary. Guy says, no, it doesn't. Whatever does not mean necessary. Did you not get that? Really?
Hey, Kelly, why don't boxers make love before their match?
Why don't boxers make love before their match?
Because they don't like each other.
Got it. That would make the match way more awkward for everybody watching, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, I asked my wife to rate my listening skills.
Uh-huh.
She said, you're an 8 on a scale of 10. He said, I still don't get why she wanted me to urinate on a skeleton.
Oh, yeah. Listening. Kelly, I got a new deodorant today.
You did?
Yes, the instructions said remove cap and push up bottom. You know, I can barely walk, but whenever I fart, the room smells nice.
That was worth all the crappy jokes sticking to that one. That was worth it. That was, I knew exactly where you were going. I knew it.
You know, I mean.
Oh, we all knew. We all knew, didn't we?
Yes, we all did. I'll take the trophy.
Remove the cap and push up. We knew what that meant.
All right, there you go. That is You Laugh, You Lose here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
By the way, shout out to Mary. I met her on Saturday, and she was like, that bottom joke got us, too.
Yes.
So.
That was a good one. That was solid.
You know, it's not often people are arrested for breaking into jail, but it is a setting the bar story, so anything's possible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a few minutes. We'll get to that on the way on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX coming up next. It is a setting the bar story where not a lot of people get busted for breaking into jail. You know, I mean, that seems to be a place that a lot of people would like to break out of, not
yeah,
into.
Yeah, that's typically the story you hear.
Typically the story you hear, for sure. But this is a setting the bar story, so we'll obviously get into that coming up here in just a minute. And then coming up here just after 7 o'clock, Jenna is the host for Thanksgiving this year, but there's one request that she's kind of having a hard time wrapping her brain around. All right?
Okay, all right.
So we're going to dive into that on the way right around 7 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran first. 59, some showers today. Showers tomorrow, 59. Good morning. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's not often people are arrested for breaking into jail, but this is where we are with this. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into jail and getting yourself stuck in a cell, you're doing okay.
Oh, why?
Kind of made it easy, didn't it?
How? Yeah, they're just like, all right, just stay right there.
Right? So I guess there is a medium security institution there in St. Louis. It used to be the city jail, or a city jail, but it was shut down last year, so it's kind of sat empty. So
does it need to be amped up a little bit to more of like a maximum security?
Well, yeah. So three guys broke into the place. It just sounds like they were messing around, like not really sure exactly what they were getting into, but they accidentally locked themselves into one of the jail cells.
Did they realize it was a jail?
Well, they couldn't get out.
Okay.
So they called 911.
Oh, great.
The police.
Hey, guys, we're locked in jail. Can you get us out?
The police rescued them and then arrested them for trespassing.
Oh,
so,
that's fun.
Again,
they're like, all right, you can come out, but then you're going back in.
Right. They're trying to investigate what they did, and there could be like more charges of property damage, burglary and stealing and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
As opposed, in addition to just trespassing. But yeah, again, when those closed down jails, probably best just to let those be, because you know, the keys to the jail cells probably
might be hard to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, bless their hearts, though.
They made it easy on the cops, though.
It sure did.
All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into jail and getting yourself stuck in a cell, then you're doing okay.
Oh, fun stuff. All right, you know, maybe just don't break into any place in general. And you won't find yourself in that awkward situation, maybe.
Well, there you go. That is your set of the bar story.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Jenna hosting this year for Thanksgiving. I understand, Jenna.
Yeah.
Just did that yesterday.
Sure.
However, there's a request that is being made that she's having a hard time wrapping her head around. So we're just going to, it's just a simple question we're going to dive into coming up here just after 7 on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show is a great place for you to DM us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Got this from Jenna.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've got a question for you. What would you all do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hosting Thanksgiving dinner and a family member's new girlfriend is coming. I haven't met her yet, but the family seems to really like her.
Okay.
Apparently, she only eats organic food and has requested that everything at dinner is organic.
All right.
And that's about 40% more expensive.
I believe it.
My mom helped by providing the organic turkey, but everything else? Like, I don't want to be a downer, but dang, that's expensive. And the rest of my family doesn't really eat organic. what would you do? Thanks. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
Is it bad that the first thing I think is, hey, don't worry about it. And
don't tell her?
Just don't tell her.
Like, can you tell?
I don't think you can. I mean, I bounce between organic, certain things organic and certain things not.
Yes.
But I think the organic turkey, I mean, that's great. You know,
yes.
if mom is providing that, that's fantastic. Let's roll. If you are thinking about things like sweet potato casserole, like I can't imagine vegetables being all that much more expensive. I mean, yes, it is going to be expensive because it's organic or whatever. It's labeled organic.
Sure.
But I got to think that, you know, if you're comparing organic sweet potatoes with regular sweet potatoes, we're talking...
I don't know if you can tell. Can you tell?
Well, that, or we're talking just cents.
Yes.
You know, like 25 cents, 50 cents, something like that between the two. Or am I just being way out of base here? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Patrick says, sounds like old girl is just bring her own Thanksgiving lunch.
Yeah, Jennifer is kind of along the same line I am. She texts in and says, just tell her it's organic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand if you can actually tell the difference.
Yeah, but like,
the side dishes and stuff. Is she going to be able to, like, know?
I also understand not wanting to, like, necessarily lie to her. You know,
I do
get that.
Yes, but then you don't want to, like, make things awkward if she point blank asks you, and then you're like, well, not everything. And then she's like, well, I'm not going to eat then, thanks. And then it's awkward.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, obviously the family seems to like her, so it doesn't seem like it's a huge burden, like, oh, God, rolling the eyes going, oh, man, you know, this chick, you know.
No, but they're not the ones, I guess, responsible for creating the dinner.
Right. But, I mean, again, I kind of go back to mom who's doing the whole organic turkey, and I think that's great.
By the way, Patrick's calling you out. You don't want to lie, Ben? You stole a car while babysitting, LOL.
Okay, so you bring that up. And for one, I didn't lie. I just didn't.
Or you just borrowed it?
I didn't lie. Okay, lying by omission is different than just lying blank.
All right.
And I was a teenager then.
Right. He has grown up to be a mature adult that makes better decisions.
I do like the idea that several are texting in saying, why don't you make a couple dishes that are organic and maybe suggest that she bring one of her favorite organic dishes?
Yes.
And so you know, if the turkey's taken care of, then I, you know, I don't know what your financial situation is, but I have to imagine that just a couple dishes being organic isn't going to break the bank. And then suggest maybe to her, hey, we'd love to, you know, why don't you bring along something that you love that is,
yes,
you know, organic or whatever.
Put because some of the onus on her.
Yeah, exactly. I got to think that the organic turkey was the biggest expense and mom took care of that. So,
yeah.
So I think I don't want to sit there and go, well, just suck it up and do it. But I mean, part of it's like, I think it's not that huge of a thing at this point.
And I really need some people that only eat organic to step in and let us know if you can tell the difference in everything.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you really can. I think it's more the just knowing where it comes from and just having the knowledge of what you're eating as opposed to the taste of everything. But anyways. That's what I would think. And
okay.
Lisa rolls in and says, hey, I'd hate to tell this chick, but she has eaten plenty of non-organic food. She'll be fine.
Oh, probably. Yes. Yeah. Like every day she like declare, has she ever eaten out?
Well, yeah. And I get it. I understand. Like I said, it's
you want to try to eat as clean as possible.
Sure.
And as healthy and or as organic, but that might be difficult to do in the world that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ken is a little salty about her sense of entitlement being the main issue.
Again, we don't know the ask on that. Like, I don't know if it came from the boyfriend who was like, hey, she does kind of like organic, so if we could do that, or if it came directly from her, like, hey, I'm going to need everything to be organic, you know, because I think there's a difference there. If boyfriend is just trying to, like, help his new girlfriend out and make that as a thing.
It sounds like she's asking through the boyfriend, because it says apparently she only eats organic and has requested that everything at dinner is organic.
That is true. All right, well, Jenna, that's our suggestion. Hopefully it all works out. Hopefully, you know, you guys can have a good Thanksgiving regardless. And if drama does unfold, remember our number. Remember our number. And follow up with us next week, okay?
Exactly.
All right, there you go. If you want to feel free, if you want to comment, you always can, at Ben and Kelly Show. Or if you want to message us, your little DM, we'd love to help you out.
We're here for you, fam.
Yep, at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Coming up next.
This is so cool. A couple met at a blind date photo shoot and got married.
Oh.
Not on the same occasion.
Oh.
But later.
Wow, that's... Wow.
They felt the
spark.
What a night.
I know. I mean, he threw it all out there. Hey, look, let's just get married. All right, let's do it. All right.
No, but you have to hear the story. It's pretty cool.
All right, so we'll get to that on the way. And then it's all fun and games until the tattoo you have causes problems.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Group therapy coming up about 15 minutes. Hang on. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is really cool. Hannah Brink is a photographer, and she was doing a blind date photo shoot. And I don't know if this was the photographer's idea or if this was the bride-to-be's idea, but the chemistry between these two immediately was off the charts.
They 1,000% had the chemistry immediately. Like, the second they turned around, it was comfortable. They weren't awkward. They were laughing. He literally could not take his eyes off of her. They were hugging and kissing like they had been doing it forever. Like, I told Savannah after the photo shoot, I'm like, I better be invited to the wedding because this is unreal. They were just, it's like they had known each other forever. It was crazy.
I figured I was just going to go into it and meet someone that, you know, someone that'd be fun to have a beer with or something, or, you know, talk to or something, but nothing like a relationship or anything like that. Didn't think that, but then I ended up finding the girl of my dreams.
Aw.
Found the girl of his dreams. And he said that there was a moment where the photographer, Hannah, wanted Savannah to laugh. And so when she turned around, she had this genuine, huge, authentic smile when she laughed. And that's kind of what hooked him.
Mm.
So they recreated some of those original photos at their wedding, which is awesome. And then now they're expecting a baby boy.
Would you look at that?
How fun is that? You can see the story at WDJX.com.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Tattoos are fun.
Oh, but sometimes hashtag ragrats.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there is the think before you ink phrase that you always hear, and you're like, what's that mean? Well, it means, like, do you want this permanently on your body forever and ever and ever?
This person's name.
Yeah, well, Brandy is rolling through such a thing. Actually, it's not necessarily her problem, though. It is her tattoo, but it's someone else's problem. Anyways, group therapy coming up here in just a moment. 99.7 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's get to a little bit of sport! Man!
Wow, so aggressive.
Can we just, for a hot sec, marinate in the Louisville Cardinal football team, securing the boots.
I'm proud of you guys, right? You guys are going to the ACC championship game.
Yeah, that's right, for the very first time.
Oh, boy.
ACC title game. They've secured their spot there with that 38-31 win over Miami, down in Miami. They're 10-1 for the first time since 2013.
Oh, wow.
The 7-1 record there in the ACC equals the best ACC mark and tied for the most conference wins in school history.
And didn't a reporter get drenched in Gatorade?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when they were when they were showering Coach Brohm with the Gatorade bath. Yes. The
innocent bystander.
What, yeah. The reporter there for ESPN got drenched too. She had to she had tweeted later that she had to jump on a flight quickly after the game, and so she was still wasn't able to take a shower or anything, so
she
still had the sticky of the Gatorade still.
Bless her heart.
But she said it was all good because what
That's
a moment
awesome.
To be a part of for sure. The Cardinals, and it's the very first set of boots, you know, because of Coach Schnellenberger. So, I mean, he coached at Miami, and you know, the Cardinals there. I mean, so that we love this. This is great. The boots are in our corner, and the Cards, December 2nd. That is the ACC championship game against Florida State. So that won't be a an easy game, nonetheless. But we still got to get past the Governor's Cup and Kentucky. They can spoil it all. They can spoil it all. They
I love boots. They're stylish.
Boots are stylish. Yes, they are. So congrats to the Cards football team headed to the ACC championship game. Yeah!
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys. Oh, I'm happy.
I'm glad that it sounds like you're really genuinely sharing in this moment with
I'm
us.
Invested for all of you.
I will say, I told my daughters about the news. They go to UofL, and they're like, wow, that's great.
You're like, listen, as your father, I'm disappointed in your lack of enthusiasm.
Wow.
You must mirror
that's
and
great.
Match my enthusiasm, or I'm yanking you out of school.
All right, coming up next, tattoos are always fun. I'll tell you. Speaking of football, I remember when I played in college, our team wasn't very good, but we led the league in tattoos.
Oh, great.
So much so that I was considering getting one. I was like, the peer pressure was there, but
held out because you're still uninked.
I am uninked, and I'm glad I did because I probably would have gotten like the barbed wire around my bicep or something very, very masculine like that.
Hashtag Nick Lachey.
I don't have the arms anymore that I once did that could really be
carry
the barbed wire around the old bicep. So I'm glad I didn't. But Brandy is kind of going through something similar where she got a tattoo. Now
it's not her problem, but her fiance.
Fiance. Yep. Get into that next. Group therapy on the way on 99.70 JX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Brandy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks for reading my situation. Mm-hmm. Wondering if other people think I'm right on this.
Okay.
My fiance has been pushing me to get a tattoo removed. When I was with my ex, whom I have two children with, I got all of their names tattooed on my arm. Now, my fiance thinks that I should get my ex's name removed, but it's part of this overall beautiful tattoo that includes my kids' names.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks it's disrespectful to him as my new husband, but I think it's disrespectful of him to me to think that I never had a life before him.
Yeah, okay.
What would other people do?
Oh, I would keep the tattoo and try to convince your fiance that it's okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is that wrong?
Well, it sounds like that's not an option. And, you know, because she's already had the argument with him and he's just like, nope, disrespectful.
Well, I will say I have a friend who has a tattoo, like a coordinating tattoos with, you know, her ex-husband and is now going through the process of getting it removed. And it's like $600 a session, and she has to go to several sessions to do it, and it hurts worse than getting the tattoo.
Ooh.
So I don't know if that has anything, you know, carries any weight, but maybe there's an argument to just try to convince your fiance that, hey, look, he will forever be the father of their of these two kids. Like, that's not going to change.
That is true. And, yeah, I think It's just a tough one because I guess I get his perspective. It might be weird to have somebody else's name on his wife's body, but understanding, you know, the meaning behind it and the fact that he is forever the father of her children, I get that. But I don't know how else we try to convince him it's fine, leave it, if he's not on board with that.
Could you just change by adding one letter the name? Like, is his name Hal? And could you add an S at the beginning and just make it Shall? Or could you change it by adding, you know, by adding a letter or something?
No.
And so she still understands what it means, but maybe others don't.
We put a rose over it or something.
Well, I don't think so. So that's part of the issue is Brandy doesn't want to change it.
Right. Okay.
So
Jennifer is just, I guess, pointing out the obvious, exactly why you should never get boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, husbands' names tattooed on you. I see both sides, really. Your body, your tattoo. However, how would you like to see his ex's name on him?
Yeah, but that is also the father of your kids. So it's different than just a boyfriend or husband, isn't it?
Well, but it is someone she used to love. So that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
That's what makes it sticky. And I also understand that it's not an easy removal or changing process either. And not even seeing, you know, we haven't even seen the design and how intricate it is.
Right.
And how difficult it would be. But Beverly says, two suggestions. Don't remove it. Maybe cover it up. And he started dating you with that tattoo, correct? So why is it bothering him now? I'd ask that before you take drastic measures. And I think, well, now it's because he's the fiance.
Yeah, probably. All right. Yeah, well,
he felt like when he was dating her, he didn't have the right to say anything like that.
Look, I know that she isn't unique in this situation, and there are others who have dated or married someone who has a tattoo of the ex on their body. Yeah. How did you approach it? Did you like put your foot down? Did you make the person remove or change it? Let us know your story. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories on the way with group therapy on 997DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 997DJX. So Brandy has a tattoo of three names on her body, her two kids and their father, her now ex. Now her fiance kind of pushing her to have the ex's name removed. He thinks it's disrespectful to him. So what would you do? That's kind of her question to us.
Yeah. So Jessica says, I don't have any tattoos, but if I get my kids' names on my son, then that'll be my ex-husband, their father's name. So I'd be putting his name on me without intentionally putting his name on me. That person will always be a part of her life. The way I see it is she may not love him anymore, but she will always have love for him because he did give her the babies.
Mm. Jen says, my girlfriend has her ex-wife's name on her. Realize that is part of her story. She's with me now for a reason. She needs to focus on that and work on his insecurities.
Mm. Yeah. Lisa says, some tattoo artists are very good at blending. Talk to a few, see if they can blend his name into the tattoo. If no one can, your husband can get over it easy peasy.
Yeah. Lainey says that too. Cover up the ex's name. A good tattoo artist should be able to incorporate that the new part into the entire piece.
Yeah.
So, but again, it's kind of like she doesn't want to. She wants to honor him, the father's name. At least that's what it sounds like. Am I wrong?
Well, James has a good perspective that maybe she can try to help her fiance understand, like, where and why the significance of this. He says, your ex is the father of your children. You'll always love him, even if you aren't currently in love with him. If you get it removed or covered up, I think it might send a message to your kids that he's bad in some way. I understand your new guy's feelings toward another man's name being on your body. That being said, he will always be a part of your lives.
Right.
He knew you had that when you got together.
That is true.
So, you know, that's maybe a really good way to explain it. Say, listen, you know, I don't want the kids to notice and then be thrown off by that. Like, I don't want them to have or think that I harbor any ill feelings because that's their dad.
Yeah, I guess it would be different if she got the tattoo after they were already divorced and after she was already kind of seeing this guy.
Right.
But that doesn't sound like the case. So,
yeah. Ambie says, I see both sides. Men are sensitive, whether they admit it or not. He sees that tattoo and thinks you still love your ex.
Yeah, I get it.
And your new ex will never compare. Just keep in mind how it affects him, too. Honestly, I'd get it removed, but I wouldn't want to keep an ex with me forever. But yeah. It's expensive, and I'd discuss with your husband covering the cost of it, you know, if it bothers him that bad.
Well, like I said, I feel like this is almost a fiancé problem. Like, let's try to get the fiancé on board with at least temporarily still having this on her body, because eventually, maybe, you know, give it 5 years, she might be like, all right, you know what, I get it, and I'll get it changed. Maybe it's just a thing where it just is going to take time for her to, or, you know, Brandy to get on board with that.
I think if she approaches it once again with her fiance, the way James kind of explained it, that, hey, I don't want to send a message to mm-hmm. the kids that I'm erasing their dad.
Right. That's true. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. I know it's not difficult. And think before you ink.
There you go. Oh, maybe she could then go get her new fiance's name put on her somewhere, and then hope for the best.
Well, and that's part of what I was thinking too. Is like, is he going to say, well, his name's on your body now, my name's going to need to be on your body,
and in a more significant place.
If I were Brandy, I'd pump the brakes on that. I'd be like, well, I mean, not to say that things won't work out with them, but what kind of a
message is that sending to the new fiance?
I don't
want his name on your body, but not mine.
Like, what a situation.
Oh, it can be a downward spiral.
All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. If you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook right there at Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I think you will have nightmares when you see this Thanksgiving teddy bear.
Thanksgiving teddy bear?
Thanksgiving turkey teddy bear.
Nightmarish Thanksgiving turkey teddy bear?
Yeah, and I'll direct you to our Insta and our Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. But then also, what are your other weird Thanksgiving Day sort of traditions we'll get into coming up here in just a moment on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Think of the most bizarre thing that you could create out of a raw turkey. And you're like, what do you mean create out of a raw turkey? And throw it in the oven like that and bake it, and it comes out looking all fine and nice. Well, whatever popped into your head is no match for what you'll see if you go to our Instagram story or Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
I need to know why we're creating raw turkey art. Why are we doing that?
So rolling around Reddit, and I happen upon this post, and it's for $20, the Thanksgiving teddy bear. And the poster said, I can make your Thanksgiving turkey into a teddy bear. Children love these. And they cook just like a normal turkey.
Oh, my God.
$20, and you provide the turkey. I'll create the artwork. Just like a normal turkey. And if I can describe what it looks like.
It looks like something from Pet Sematary.
It looks like a Frankenstein version of a teddy bear with
a naked teddy bear.
Turkey skin.
Not a fun, furry, cuddly teddy bear. A nightmarish Frankenstein skin teddy bear.
But looking beyond that. I think, like, I'm only seeing the raw product. I want to see the finished product where it's all basted
and it looks juicy
and stuff like that. And I bet it's all worth it after that.
There's
little eyes, there's a little nose, little arms, little legs, sewn together. It looks like it's stitched together like Frankenstein to look like
no
a teddy
part
bear.
Of that. I want no part of it. Like, how disturbing is it for the kids to like feel like they're eating their teddy bear? I mean,
any
that's
more disturbing,
disturbing
than eating a turkey?
All of it. Well, the turkey, though, when it's all like done up for Thanksgiving, doesn't look like it did when it was running around.
So Stephanie texted us and said, I made a Christmas tree once out of a raw turkey and cooked it and used pineapple for ornaments. Wow.
What?
Okay, so
I need to see a picture of that, Stephanie. I need to see it.
See, this raw turkey art is something new to me.
Amber says it looks like human flesh. Exactly is exactly what it looks like. It looks like human flesh.
No, it doesn't. It looks like turkey flesh.
No, it looks like flesh.
Well, it looks like
flesh is flesh.
The turkey skin. It looks like turkey skin. That's what
but
it looks like. It looks like turkey
it's flesh.
Skin.
It's flesh. It looks like a really it's disturbing. You just have to see it.
Well, I was going to say, the way we're describing it really doesn't do it justice. Like I said, you can see it on our social media, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you'd like.
I'm going to have nightmares of that tonight, thanks.
But I also want to know, because obviously this is some sort of Thanksgiving tradition that this person does. They create artwork out of their raw... out of the raw turkey.
Could you imagine this sitting on the center plate?
I think that would be
on
fantastic.
Grandma's Thanksgiving
my gosh.
Table.
If I walked in and I didn't have to worry about like the cooking of it and everything, and I just saw it there, I'd be like, wow.
I would drop the side dish that I brought. Like green bean casserole would be all over the floor.
I'd still eat it.
What it would be.
I'd still eat it.
All right.
So
would you eat this teddy bear? Do you think you would?
Yeah, I said I'd still eat it.
Well, okay, but listen, I'm looking at it, though. It doesn't look like it's going to feed as many people.
Yeah, you'd probably need a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. A
little family of bears.
A Frankenstein skin bears
yep,
for Thanksgiving
100% you
dinner.
Should.
This is so bizarre.
100%. So what are your little bizarre, weird Thanksgiving Day traditions? I don't know if it's creating... artwork out of the raw Thanksgiving Day turkey.
Yeah, like, Amber says that looks like serial killer stuff. Maybe that's a serial killer's Thanksgiving dinner. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Who knows? Got a text from a listener. Our family watches the National Dog Show and plays Cankle or No Cankle in reference to the dog trainers. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Cankle usually wins. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Does everybody know what that means, cankle? It's like where your calf and your ankle kind of merge into one.
Right. It's just kind of like
a long one thing.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a little fatter.
Another listener, my mom had a 2-piece gravy boat, the kind like a cup and saucer, except the cup is made for pouring gravy instead of drinking coffee or tea from. Anyway, one year, someone grabbed the gravy boat by the saucer, unaware that it was a 2-piece deal. Tilted the saucer to get some gravy, and the gravy boat fell, bouncing off his lap, getting gravy all over everything. So now have this weird 20-year-plus tradition where anytime someone touches the gravy boat, either my sister or I loudly inform everyone that the gravy boat is 2 pieces!
It's a little, little warning.
What a tradition.
OMG. OMG.
Oh, man. All right. So that's fun. But yeah, if you want to see this turkey, it is quite the art form, I will say.
Is it? Are we calling it art?
Kelly, art is in the eye of the beholder, yes.
It is. I would like for my eyes to not behold this.
But at Ben and Kelly's, if you want to take a look at it, on 99.7 DJX. And happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
And happy nightmares.
99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Weird Thanksgiving traditions. Text from a listener. My dad used to slice an apple in half, stick the halves of the apple between the skin of the turkey and the turkey breast, and then cut a baby carrot in half and give it boobies and nipples.
Boobies and nipples? Oh, my God.
I will say it probably bakes in and makes it delicious because, you know, apples slices inside of a turkey
yes.
cavity are a thing. So
yes, but the look is probably awkward.
That's awesome. I love that it's a tradition. Well, it's female turkey. Tell that. All right. Coming up next, it's a feel-good story.
I got to tell you about the Nitwits. They're a really cute group that have been doing some amazing things for 20 years.
All right.
Nitwits.
Get to that on the way next in your feel-good segment coming up on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. We'll get to a feel-good here. Kelly K.
This is just really stinking cute. So there is a group of collective ladies residing at a senior living home in Dallas. They have crafted thousands of hand-knit items for infants in both Texas and overseas, and they have a group name. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
It's Nitwits. Well, not everybody is on board with that name, though. Marianne Stover is not a fan of the name.
Well, I don't like the name, I have to be honest. I never liked the name, the Nitwits.
They spend their time stitching together a better world.
I wanted to do something that was important, and so it's making hats for the newborns. You know, that gave me purpose. And it's something that's close to everybody's heart.
Aw, there you go.
Yeah, she told her daughter that, you know, she wanted to do something with her time and feel like she's making a difference. Her daughter's a pediatric oncologist or cardiologist,
mm-hmm.
and gave her the idea. So every Friday, they gather around this long table. They got yarn, knitting needles, and they make these little hats for the infants facing heart problems there at the Children's Hospital in Dallas. And they can also be important where the caregivers put their scent on them, which helps reduce stress for the babies when they're wearing them.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they sense their mama's scent. And then they started, and they've been doing this for a while. Marianne is one of the Nitwits. She started when she was 80. They originally were making helmet liners for troops in Afghanistan.
Oh.
And now she's 102, still knitting, doing the hats for the infants. And
dang.
they said it's a stress release for them, too.
Okay.
Just sitting there and knitting. And they're the cutest. We've tweeted out their story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, I know some local groups do that here. My daughters, when they were in the NICU, they got some little knitted booties that were St. Patrick's Day themed. So, yeah.
Well, a lady named AJ brought a bunch over when we were at Radiothon years ago and delivered them to the babies in the NICU when we were there, too. Yeah, it's a great idea.
All right, good deal.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I'm gonna undo my belt and just lay here.
Okay.
I mean, that's something I probably said yesterday when we did Thanksgiving, but it's also something maybe could be heard in the bedroom.
OMG. Get ready for the maturity level to go way down.
Give us a minute. We have some of the best. What can you say at Thanksgiving and in the bedroom?
And live on Facebook. You can comment yours.
Yes, for sure. That's all on the way. Hang on.
Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
With Thanksgiving season upon us, you know, there are the lines of what you hear in and around the Thanksgiving Day table can be blurred a little bit with what you may or may not hear in the bedroom. So what are some things that you could say at Thanksgiving and in the bedroom? And I will say already, we are getting so many different text messages. Mm-hmm. We'll start with a story from Stephanie, who texted us and said, I made a turkey soup once, and my friend said, OMG, this is so amazing. It feels so great going down my throat. I was like, what, girl?
Oh, no.
Things you can say.
Kristen's got one. It's not going to eat itself.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Do you prefer legs or breasts?
Yes. Things
yes.
that you can say around the Thanksgiving dinner
yes.
table and in the bedroom.
That's a good one, Kristen.
I wish we did this more than once a year.
Yes.
I mean.
Okay.
It really should be celebrated more than once a year, yeah?
Ouchie. Yeah. For sure.
Ouchie? Wait, why did you say
just
ouchie?
Once a year, because if you're only doing that once a year.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Okay. All right.
Unfortunate,
all
right?
All right. Ouchie.
On both levels.
That. I thought you were meaning like pain, ouchie. And
no,
I'm like,
no.
Okay.
No, like, poor one. That is unfortunate for you.
Another
here's
listener.
Another one.
Okay.
Can you stop paying attention to football for 1 minute?
I mean, if you're doing it right, you should be able to concentrate all your efforts on either the Thanksgiving Day dinner or what's happening in the bedroom, right?
All right, then.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texts in, stuff till it starts bursting out. Stuff it till it starts bursting out. All right.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what you're doing, Kelly from Crescent Hill, but it works.
Sounds fun, though.
Oh, my gosh. You're getting it all over your face.
I mean, yes, that happens at Thanksgiving dinner, doesn't it?
Right. You just
it does.
Get it all over
it does.
Your face.
It does. took all day to prep, and it's all over in 5 minutes. True.
Well, listen.
Fast eaters.
Sometimes you're just deficient.
Okay. In both realms. Yes.
Brandon's texted in. You gobbled that up quick.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. These are things that you could say around the Thanksgiving table and in the bedroom.
That was incredible. Now I need a nap.
Oh, my gosh.
1,000%.
Kristen, pull it out now. It's starting to burn.
Oh, my gosh, Kristen. Kristen.
I mean, but that's a real concern.
That is a real concern in the kitchen.
That's a real, well.
Okay. Well, stop. Stop.
Oh, my gosh, another text. I thought it was bigger. What are we referring to here?
Oh,
and it's not just
it.
The size, it's the
okay, all taste. Right, okay. Oh, my gosh. This is an uncomfortable conversation. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. People are just tuning in at this particular moment going, what the heck show is this? Here's another one that you could use at the Thanksgiving dinner table or in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to undo my belt and just lay here. Post-dinner nap, yes.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Sure. Oh, wow, it's a little dry this year.
Okay, all right. All right.
Wow.
All
okay.
right.
All right.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Again, on all levels.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, here's another one. Grab this bone and make a wish.
Amber Texan. Amber Texan. Flip it over and shove it in.
Okay. All right. Oh my gosh.
We're talking about preparing the turkey, right?
Yes. Things that you say at Thanksgiving. But maybe also in the boudoir.
Oh gosh.
Oh no.
Larry.
Oh no.
I love the firmness of your breast. Is a firm breast at Thanksgiving table, is that good?
I think you need
juicy. You need it more
right?
juicy,
you want
right?
Juicy
and tender juicy. And delicious.
Juicy. Oh, Catherine and Crestwood, do you want whipped cream on your pie?
How much whipped cream do you want? Things.
Slather it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all right. Wow.
These are.
We can't do that many more.
We can't do many more.
We can't do many more. I mean, like, we are flirting with getting fired.
Pass the meat.
Pass the meat. Could also be heard around the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh, shoot.
Or in the boudoir.
I okay. definitely don't want to clean all this up after we're done.
Okay. Oh, wow. No, Kristen, we're not. No, no. Kristen's got way too many of these.
She's
I just need
been...
to know what's happening at her Thanksgiving table.
Or in the bedroom, I guess. another listener. Great spread.
Susie's like, how many are eating?
Oh, all right. All right. We'll end it here.
Kelly from Crescent Hill says FCC's online too. Yeah,
yeah,
if
for
we're
sure.
We're not here tomorrow. It's been fun, friends. Love you.
Last one.
Oh my God.
Should I stick it back in?
Tim's got another one. Tim's got another one. Your muffin's a bit crusty.
Your muffin's a bit crusty?
Oh my God.
Tim.
Oh.
All right. Thank you. And a very, we all hope you have a great, great time at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Yeah, Gene's going to end it. We should definitely pray over this.
Oh, I thought you were going to end it with Laura's. Do you think it's moist enough? All right, there we go. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. It's 99.7 DJX. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, FCC's online too, for sure.
Yeah, we're getting definitely fired.
It's DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Every year we get the Thanksgiving Day warnings. Things and how you should not cook your turkey, how you should not conduct yourselves around Thanksgiving, things that can happen to your house. If you do decide to deep fry your turkey, don't obviously do it inside your house. I will say one of the fun things to look at this time of year are all of the cooking a Thanksgiving turkey fails on Facebook and on YouTube, because there are a lot of them. But
a lot of explosions.
Fire Marshal James giving everybody the big quick 411 on what to do.
People panic. Their number one reaction is to throw water on a fire.
Yeah, so when you're deep frying that turkey, one of the big reasons why they flame up like that is because you haven't thawed your turkey out and you haven't gotten it completely dry. It's all wet. There's some moisture and there's some water still in it, right?
Uh-huh.
So then once it hits that oil, it lights on fire.
That's exactly what you don't want to do with a grease fire. It spreads it and can hurt you and spread the fire into the rest of the kitchen. The safest and easiest thing to do is to put the pot top back on the pot. It removes the oxygen. It stops the fire.
Man, is...
Suffocate the fire. Okay.
Yeah, is Fire Marshal James, is he assuming that you are deep frying the turkey in your house?
I don't know. I think what, regardless, he's saying is have the top handy. Have the lid handy.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Gotten one of those deep fryers, those turkey deep fryers?
No, sir.
Oof.
No, we have only cooked the turkey in the oven.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't either, but I've been to a place that has deep fried the turkey, and I will say it's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
No, yes.
I would like to eat it that way, but I don't think I want to prepare it that way.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and throw a couple. Let's not become a setting the bar story next week by... if you can manage to make it through the day without deep frying your turkey inside your own house.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you're doing okay.
Good note.
All right. Yeah, so Fire Marshal James rolling in there with the, why don't you just don't throw water on the grease fire.
Right.
Let's just make sure you
put a lid on it.
Yep, take the oxygen away from it. There you are. There's some happy little suggestions. Some hot tips there for you. Thanksgiving here. Courtesy of Ben and Kelly on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. I know you got your feel-good story coming up here in just a little bit, but this could be a feel-good as well. There is a video that was kind of going around TikTok late last week of this user by the name of Danielle who uploaded this video of her scorched Kia. Like, the Kia was on fire. The entire inside of it was burnt out and everything.
Wow.
And she was obviously she was okay, but it appears, you know, according to her video, to have destroyed the car's interior. And so she then picks up a Stanley tumbler out of the little car holder in the scorched car, gives it a little shake. You hear the ice sound still inside, and it's still in, like, good condition. It has just some ash and maybe debris on its cover, but this is what
was
it sounded
like.
Was
that the whole, like, purpose of the video?
No, that wasn't the purpose of the video, but like, you know, yes, it was, because her comment was, thirsty after you catch a fire, Stanley's like, no problem, I got you. That's what she wrote in the caption of the video. But she didn't really mean it to, like, get anything from it. But it did obviously get the attention of a lot of people.
Everybody's so concerned about if the Stanley spills. But what about the metal?
Yeah, so you hear the ice there. And you know,
still cold in there.
The rest of her car is literally still smoking.
It was on fire yesterday. It still has ice in it.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Obviously,
so what you're saying is Stanley does the job.
Well, so this went around, and everybody in the comments were like, man, I wish Stanley would make cars. And, you know, Stanley needs to send her some new, you know...
some new gear, new cups.
Mugs and stuff like that. And so then the president of Stanley, Terrence Riley, caught wind of it, posted a stitch talking to her and was like, well, first of all, you know, glad that you are... right. And I couldn't think of a better example of our product's quality. And yes, of course, we're going to send you some Stanleys He says, but here's one more thing. We've never done this before, and we'll probably never, ever do it again, but we'd love to replace your car. So check your DMs for details, and thanks, and be safe. Yeah.
I have seen the President of Stanley's video. I cannot believe that they're going to buy me a car. The Stanley was the only thing that survived the car fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Yeah. That is, what a classy move by the President of Stanley. That's
cool. I know. And, you know, I mean, it is... The video is wild, and maybe you've seen it because, you know, she just got this little, like, orange-colored Stanley and is like I said, just shakes and was like, well, you know what? Car fire, but still got a cold drink.
Beverage.
Still got a nice cold drink to wait the fire department gets to my car.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then Terrence rolls in, President Stanley, and says, hey, you know what? We're going to give you some merch and some gear and stuff like that, but yeah, we want to replace your car. And I like...
They should also incorporate that whole video into their next ad campaign. If they do ad campaigns, that 1,000% should be used. And in the aftermath of them buying her a new car.
Right. I've never seen an ad campaign for this for Stanley, but if they did, you're right. That would be a cool way to go. We'll post up the article. You can kind of see it. It's kind of wild. At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour. Again, more feel goods we'll get to, and then setting the bar story on the way on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. If you want a little dose of weirdness, head over to our Facebook page, at Ben and Kelly Show, or on IG, the stories as well. There is a Thanksgiving teddy bear unlike none that you've ever seen in your life.
Brace yourselves, you might have nightmares.
To the point where Melanie says, is this real life? And Wendy says, that's just creepy. And Patricia says, no. So...
So you want to see it?
Yeah.
Then you should go to our Twitter.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show there on social media. You can see this. And yeah, thanks Reddit for that. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
This is really cool. A couple who met on a blind date photo shoot got married. Hear their story. This is a really unique way to meet.
All right. We'll get to that on the way. And then our setting the bar story... coming up here in just about 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Tate McRae, 99.7 DJX, actually says the first time she worked on that song with producer and co-writer Ryan Tedder, she was not very happy with how it sounded.
The first version of Greedy is absolute trash. And the only person who could hear through it was Ryan Tedder. I remember leaving that session being like, I do not like that.
Yeah, she was unhappy, and Ryan was like, hey, don't give up on it. Yeah, don't give up on this song. So,
and it is a banger. Yeah, she said really catchy.
It legit took a year. But
really?
But yeah, they got around to it, and obviously now there's the finished product. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is just a really unique way that this couple met. Hannah Brink is a photographer. Was doing a blind date photo shoot, and she said the chemistry was immediate between these two. It was off the charts.
They 1,000% had the chemistry immediately. Like, the second they turned around, it was comfortable. They weren't awkward. They were laughing. He literally could not take his eyes off of her. They were hugging and kissing like they had been doing it forever. Like, I told Savannah after the photo shoot, I'm like, I better be invited to the wedding because this is unreal. They were just, it's like they had known each other forever. It was crazy.
I figured I was just going to go into it and meet someone that, you know, someone that'd be fun to have a beer with or something, or, you know, talk to or something, but nothing like a relationship or anything like that. Didn't think that, but then I ended up finding the girl of my dreams.
There you go.
Finding the girl of his dreams. And yes, she was invited to the wedding. And yes, she did photograph their wedding. And they recreated some of those first shots from the first photo shoot. And now they're expecting a baby boy.
Aw.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
I've seen photographers do things like this where they have like strangers like kiss. Mm-hmm. And they get pictures of that. And things can come
out. Oh, it's a coffee table book. I want to say I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a really cool like photography experiment. And this one, it worked out.
You sure
can see
did.
The story at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So especially this time of year, it may feel like you need a bus to go grocery shopping. Get all of the stuff that you need to prepare, like to host dinners and parties and things like that.
It's much.
Yeah, but this one guy took this a little to the extreme. All right, let's do a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it may feel like you need a bus to go grocery shopping this time of year, but if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing one to take it grocery shopping, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, not a good idea. Someone's going to find out and be upset.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It all started when a bus driver went on break.
And oopsies, left the keys in it?
I guess, you know, popped out of the bus to maybe, you know, grab a smoke, grab something to eat. Who knows?
A little quick stop.
Yeah, but then this guy jumps into the bus, drives off, and then parks it at a Whole Foods.
Oh, no.
So we're not really sure. I mean, the police looked in the Whole Foods. We're not really sure if he went shopping in the Whole Foods or if that's just where he decided he was going to park the bus.
It's an interesting pit stop if he was just trying to get away with stealing it.
Yeah, like, you know what? I got this thing in Whole Foods, and it's just too big to fit in my hatchback. So,
yeah.
There's a bus. Maybe I could just take that.
I'm going to take that instead.
Yeah, yeah. And so, again, this out of Florida, and the Miami police are still kind of looking for this guy. So if you happen to be thinking in your past and go, you know what? I know someone who did that. Maybe they want to talk to him.
Yeah, maybe. But it was a public bus, so did they stop and pick up any fares?
I know, right? And if you're waiting...
Just go ahead and pay me. Don't put it in the box. Just go ahead and pay me.
And if you're waiting on that bus, wouldn't you be mad and be like, hey, wait a minute?
Probably.
No, I'm late.
Yes. All not right. Good.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bus to take it grocery shopping, you're doing okay.
All right, good note.
That is your set of the bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Missy.
I just wanted to say, as we ramp up into Thanksgiving and the holidays, just want to tell you guys how thankful I am for the Ben and Kelly show.
Aw, Missy.
And thanks for all you all do. I know. I can't even imagine how to put on your happy pants every day. And
it is happy pants.
It's entertaining us, but you do. And, you know, I just wanted to say I, for one, as sure as many listeners, are thankful for you guys.
Aw, Missy, appreciate that.
Yeah, we're thankful for you because without loyal people like you, we don't have this job. So thank you, thank you.
You're so sweet. So you all have an amazing week and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Missy. And my pants are getting a little tighter this time of year. I will say that.
Yeah. Well, mine have elastic.
See, there's the key.
Smart thinking.
Happy pants with elastic. It's 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And if you missed anything from the show, you should probably catch up on the things that you can say and hear around Thanksgiving dinner table and in the bedroom. As Kelly from Crescent Hill said, OMG, this is the funniest S that you've ever done. And that's saying a lot. So,
And Amber is like, good luck sitting through family Thanksgiving dinner, not thinking about this conversation.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and I appreciate everyone who had the same mindset that we did rolling in with that segment.
You're going to be sitting there like giggling at the dinner table and Grandma's going to be like, what are you laughing about? And then you can't say it. You cannot say it in front of Grandma.
I know. She's like, oh, wow, these breasts are so firm and plump and moist.
You're going to lose it. You're going to spit out your gravy and they're going to be like, what's going on?
So, yeah, you can catch that. WDJX.com. Click listen. Or you can watch it all on YouTube as well. Search Ben and Kelly Show. And
see
then,
the shock on my face.
Yeah. Yeah. Tap subscribe and then you won't miss anything like that in the future. So, all right. Whether you are traveling this Thanksgiving or whether you're staying home and hosting or just running around town, hopefully you all have a good Thanksgiving week and weekend. And if any drama happens, we always say this every year. If any drama happens, keep us in mind.
Just keep your old friends, Ben and Kel, just to back your mind, like, I got to tell them about this. I got to reach out.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Thanksgiving and Christmas are a month apart is insane. And the fact that a lot of y'all will see the same family members like again.
And for some, it could be stressful.
Yeah, for some, it could be stressful. So
others love it. But yes, either way, we hope that you have a lot of time with your friends and family and have a great dinner and a great couple of days off, holiday week.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you later.
All right, bye.